Time now to get back to our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It is, of course, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. Open Door may be shut down, but that didn't stop Denver Daniel from coming into studio and spending some time with us. Denver, thanks for coming in, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you in studio. Glad to see that you braved the cold and came out here to join us. And, you know, we were just talking about that off air. How tough is that for someone in your position? Because, as you said earlier, it feels like no matter what you do, somebody's going to be upset with the decision that you made. So for those who don't really get a chance to be a part of that decision-making process, if you could, just kind of shed some light on how tough that really is.
It really is a tough decision because we know that we're affecting lives when we do that, especially coming off of the holiday season where everybody's trying to get back into normalcy. But when you're looking at the temperatures, you're thinking about students that are going to be at the bus stop, some of our districts at heavy walking in residential areas. It's just you have to look first and foremost of what is the safety of our students as they're coming to school. And so it is a very tough decision. And I always tease around with our students as well that even though they wouldn't like to see me, I miss them when they're around. So
that's good stuff. Well, yeah. And I've always found that interesting, too, you know, because as you said, look, it doesn't matter what you do. Somebody's going to have a problem with the decision. You know, the kids are going to be upset if they have to come to school. Sometimes the parents will be upset because they don't want their kids waiting outside in adverse conditions. But then you have other folks saying, look, I can't believe the kids aren't going to school today because we went to school in much, much worse conditions. But as we discussed earlier, just because you endured that many years ago doesn't mean that it was right. And it doesn't mean that those rules still apply to today. But well, I'll tell you what, it was a lot of fun going back through and looking at some of the things that you've done on the school's website. You actually host something called the President's Blog, or it's more like a vlog because it's a video blog. For those that haven't had a chance to see that, give us an idea as to what you have with each one of these. I know the last one that you posted was back in November. The kinds of things that you get into as they pertain to what's going on with the school.
Right. Well, thank you. So the President's Vlog, what we really try and do is just capture for our families and people are interested in learning about Open Door Christian Schools, some of the really neat things that we believe that we're offering for our students. So it can range anywhere from academic pursuits, our one-to-one initiatives in our upper school with technology. It can range from survey results that we go from an affective parent range. And we can talk about some of our spiritual formation issues. We really try and use the vlog as a manner. We know that we all live busy lives, so we try and use the vlog in a manner to educate our families and stay in touch with them as far as what we're doing and what our interests are and our pursuits are at the school.
As the president of the school system, I mean, how important is it to have a tool like this, especially in this day and age, where you can reach out and almost be one-on-one with the parents of the kids who are going to the school?
It is critically important because one of our mission statements, shared values, is that we partner with the parents towards in the educational process. And we don't want that partnership to be one-directional. Mm-hmm. We want it to be bi-directional. So not only with our vlog, but we have and host quarterly coffee chats with myself and the fellow administrators where we just have topics that we believe are going to help parents do their most important responsibility, which is parents. So in the past, we've had in getting ready to, we've had anything from internet safety to just how to readily prepare your student from the ACT, SAT, that next step as far as college readiness. Those things are just important to us to partner with our parents and help them do their job well.
Again, we're talking with Denver Daniel, president of Open Door Christian Schools on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And you discussed some pretty interesting things there and how they affect the school. You've actually been with the system since 2013, correct?
Yes, this is my fifth year.
So I always find it interesting because it seems like education is an ever-evolving process. It always seems to be changing in some form or fashion. How has Open Door changed in your time there? What kinds of things are different now from when you began back in 2013?
Well, first and foremost, the change is due to an incredible faculty that just loves on our students. We are really blessed to have just great upper school and lower school teachers from preschool to 12. And one thing that has been consistent is their level of care to our students and just getting to know them. But the way that we have changed is really we recognize in today's information age that information is readily accessible to our students. In moments, they can have information that for you and I, we would have been reliant upon a teacher or a library or a set aside time to get. So the educational process now is much more about facilitating how students find that knowledge and what they actually do with it. So for us, the changes that we've had is many more hands-on experiences, many more critical thinking exercises. We want our students to be more project-based in their learning and approaches. We want to teach them how to use digital, to be digital in this digital age, how to use technology appropriately and as a tool and a resource, and not just find out what the latest and greatest thing is happening on social media. So our whole approach to education as far as being facilitators of learning and empowering them rather than just becoming purveyors of that knowledge base that probably when we were growing up, that was our experience. We sat, we received the knowledge. Our teachers are really changing to be facilitators to further empower our students to get that knowledge themselves.
You mentioned some of the students coming to the digital age. You keep hearing about STEM or STEAM. And I'm just curious, when does that start? I mean, when do you start taking a look at that digital aspect and how do you kind of introduce it to the students?
Yeah, so at preschool is when we start.
Wow.
We are blessed to have some great preschool teachers that readily are introducing technology into their into our students' daily experience. As far as STEM and the process of thinking as a scientist, we start that also in that formative discovery years of lower school, where preschool, kindergarten, and first grade, we want our students to be inquisitive. So that inquiry-based learning pieces, that's how our science program is set up. And then as we get a little bit further in, we have our robotics program that also starts in our lower school. And then we basically try and scaffold the experience. The process of thinking and how our students are inquiry-minded, that starts in a preschool. But we want to keep that going and just giving more opportunities for going up into high school, where our students are ever challenging and trying to be inquisitive in their learning. And the technology is simply a tool to go about discovery that much quicker.
Certainly.
You mentioned scaffolding, that process. Can you elaborate on that? Because I think that's an interesting term to use, and I think it's most definitely applicable. But for those that maybe don't totally understand that whole process, can you explain that whole idea of scaffolding?
Sure. So one of the things that we I'll use a negative example before I use the positive. But so when we talk about scaffolding, I think one of the misnomers when we're talking about education is that our lower students, our lower school students in the primary grades, that we need to give them just primitive information and we need to restrict their thought processes to these smaller base things. So rote memorization, and then as students get older, they start acclimating into broader concepts. You know, the research, and if you've had a preschool student, you know that that is just not the case. They are ever full of wonder, and they are ever full of questions. Sure. So an educator's job and a passion that we have at Open Door Christian Schools is that we want to ever provide them opportunities to be asking great questions. The scaffolding is where we're giving them opportunities that are age appropriate. And so the questioning can get more complex, but from the smallest of ages, we want our students asking questions instead of just receiving content.
Okay. No, and that's That's interesting, Kubi, too, because that leads me to my next question. You mentioned something earlier about how, you know, the information seems to be readily available. So the stuff that we used to learn, you know, the teachers would have to teach that to us, or we would have to read about it in a book. Now you can do a Google search on almost anything, and you've got that information so at your fingertips. But is it safe to say that a lot of what is being done right now is more or less the application of the information that's being learned?
So I would say that it's starting to change in the fact that it's certainly application, but acquiring and discerning is a really important skill for a 21st century learner. So because we know that information is so readily available, but at the same time, as that information is readily available, what is the right information? What is actually true? And so what is actually helpful? Because you can, if you've ever ran into a pickle where you're trying to fix something at home, for instance, you can find 100 YouTube videos on how to do it, but maybe only one or two will actually help you. And so one of our jobs is at teaching students today and how to apply that knowledge is actually how to discern what is true and what will really help them. So that's one of the things that we embrace really starting in our middle school to upper to high school years is teaching them what is factual information that's going to help them apply.
Denver Daniel, president of Open Door Christian Schools, is our guest here on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. Well, once the weather returns to form, and it's not single digits outside, I know that as the holiday season wraps up, you guys have a lot of cool things going on around the holidays with concerts, plays, things like that. What kinds of events do you guys have coming up here in the coming months once Mother Nature decides to cooperate and Old Man Winter decides to go away?
Well, one of the things that we are super proud of at Open Door Christian Schools is our fine arts program. And so very soon we will be having our lower school play, and that is with kindergarten through sixth grade. That's hosted at the school. And we would love for anyone to be able to come to that. And that will be taking place in February. And then we have we kick into our fine arts program, our spring musical, which is going to be Mary Poppins from our upper school. And that's an award-winning program. Last year, we were a recipient of a Dazzle Award from Playhouse Square for our production, and just super proud of the way our students, a small school, but the way that we compete well with the larger schools in our fine arts program, would encourage everyone to come. And that will be held at Loring County Community College, where we rent out the Stocker Center.
Very cool stuff. Well, I'm not going to let you go without asking you some athletics questions as well, because I know, correct me if I'm wrong, you're also coaching cross country and track, correct?
Yeah, I coach cross country, not track. Okay. But one of my passion areas is certainly athletics, and I have been blessed to be the cross country coach for the last 4 years at the school.
Nice. Well, how did last year go for you guys?
Last year went well. We had a regional qualifier in one of our seniors, Grant Duffy. We just missed qualifying for regionals. Came in fifth place at districts this past year. But really pleased with just the progression over the last 4 years. 2 years regional qualifiers, had a Loring County runner of the year and an All-Ohio runner last year, and Grant certainly kept that going this year. So looking forward to great things next year. We have everybody except Grant coming back on our team. So excited about what 2018 holds for cross country.
Very cool stuff. Sure. Well, we appreciate you coming in studio. I know on a day like this, it's tough to get out and tough to get down here, especially when the forecast looks kind of bleak. But, Denver, thanks for coming in. This was a lot of fun.
All right. Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. Again, that's Denver Daniel, president of Open Door Christian Schools, joining us here on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day.